A survey out today says 80% of Australia's biggest companies expect an increase in cyber attacks over the next year. While most companies think they're doing enough to protect themselves from cyber villains, other boards are less confident that their data is properly secured. With more, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, protection against cyber attacks is now a major part of running any business. So how do Australian businesses rate in this health check?
Well, Tom, this survey of Australia's top 100 companies, valued at around $1.5 trillion, was initiated by the Australian Securities Exchange, the corporate regulator ASIC, the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, along with the Big Four accounting firms. And the backdrop is successful attacks on listed companies, mainly in the United States and Europe, where customer data has been breached, and attempted attacks recently on Australian government institutions like the Reserve Bank, the Bureau of Statistics and the Bureau of Meteorology. Now, the survey found that 80% of companies see a risk of a cyber attack down the track, but less than half, 45%, are confident about their ability to detect, respond and manage a cyber intrusion. Also, that around just 30% of company boards have a clearly defined risk appetite for cyber attacks or ensure that their cyber culture is assessed each year. Gordon Archibald, the cyber partner at the advisory firm KPMG, told me that while most companies think they're doing enough when it comes to cybersecurity, there's no room for complacency.
The top 100 boards in Australia have started to mature in relation to their capabilities around cyber and building resilience into their practice. But in essence, there's still more that needs to be done.
The studies found that 80% of companies expect an increase in cyber risk over the next year. So are they being alert but not alarmed at the moment?
You know, cyber is a very highly publicised business risk now. So what we're finding is that boards do have it top of mind, but it's really moving from being an afterthought to really being at the front of business and seeing cyber as a business enabler. But there's still a level of concern, especially when we're seeing regulatory changes like to the Privacy Act, and boards have seen significant impact on business reputation overseas with data breaches and mandatory data disclosures. And these things are coming to Australian businesses now. So while they have a level of confidence, they're well and truly aware that the risk level is increasing, as well as the challenging around managing the data.
Given the risks and the attacks that we've seen on agencies like the ABS, the Reserve Bank, what happened with the census last year, are companies now more aware that there is a risk to them and also to their investors?
100%. Look, I get to talk to a lot of boards on a regular basis, and these breaches that are impacting Australian companies are top of mind, and the boards are looking to understand what happened and what does that mean to our business, and are we doing the right things to protect our brand and our shareholders, and what is the potential impact on shareholder value and reputation. And we're probably going to see more of these type of events, unfortunately, happen.
Are there still some companies, though, that are complacent about the risks of cyber intrusion?
Look, always more can be done, and I think from my aspect, having visibility and confidence in the key controls that you have in place is absolutely essential, and understanding what is critical to the business is absolutely essential.
And companies are having to implement their measures for their own safety, but also to meet the expectations of their shareholders.
Shareholders, customers, citizens, their employees. You know, we're now working in a world that's interconnected. Our data is very pervasive. So those organisations that embrace and really invest and have confidence in controls will be able to deal more securely with the customers, open up new markets, enable the transformation of the business with cloud, mobile, next-gen app, all with a level of confidence that they've got the right controls in place. So it's a whole ecosystem that's being impacted.
That's Gordon Archibald, who's the cyber partner at the advisory firm KPMG, there with Peter Ryan. Peter, given that data breaches are now frequent, how do Australia's companies rate in communicating attacks or attempted attacks to consumers?
Well, a key finding in this survey, Tom, is that nearly a quarter of respondents say they still need to determine how they'd go about communicating a confidential data breach. Also, the survey found that 20% of ASX 100 companies companies have no plans to include directors with IT security or cyber security expertise on company boards. So clearly some big reasons to be very vigilant in today's world where cyber risk is ever present.
That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Thank you.